This is Tree Note. Imagine that you're in a forest on a windless day. You lie on your back and look up at the treetops. Notice that none of the individual tree crowns touch each other, so that tracks of blue sky show in between them. That phenomenon is called crown shyness. It occurs in forests around the world where trees are all the same age. For over a century, scientists have posed different theories. Some suggest that competition for light is the key. Tree leaves contain photoreceptors, proteins that can detect and interpret the quality of light that arrives on leaf surfaces. When receptors detect an increase in the far red light that bounces off the leaves of their neighbors, rather than direct light that originates from the sun, a tree can shift its growth away from its neighbor's light. The resulting gaps minimize direct competition for light capture. So, crown shyness might be all about plant physiology. But there's another hypothesis that makes sense if you return to that same forest on a windy day. You'd see that the air movement in the canopy makes one tree's crown hit up against its neighbors, scraping against its bud, creating wind-driven pruning. In 2008, researchers photographed the crown-shy canopy of a Canadian pine forest and then roped individual trees together to prevent their crowns from colliding. 6 years later, the crowns had grown toward each other, evidence that crown shyness is all about the physical effects of those collisions. So, is it physiology or bud bumping or both? That's part of the fun of learning about trees. We see patterns in nature and arrive at different conclusions. It's the searching for answers that makes it interesting. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.